Harper Audio presents Trading for Dummies by Michael Griffiths and Lita Epstein. Read by Brett Barry. Copyright 2004 by Wiley Publishing, Inc. Production and abridgment copyright 2007 by HarperCollins Publishers. Trading used to be the purview of institutional and corporate entities that had direct access to closed securities trading systems. Recent technical advances have leveled the playing field, making securities trading much more accessible to individuals. After the stock market crash of 2000, when many lost large sums of money because professional advisors or mutual fund managers didn't protect their portfolio principal, investors chose one of two options: getting out of the market altogether and seeking safety, or finding out more about how to manage their own portfolios. The concept of buying and holding forever died after that stock crash. People are now looking for new ways to invest and trade. While investors still practice careful portfolio balancing using a buy-and-hold strategy, they look much more critically at what they hold and are more likely to change their holdings now than they were before the crash. Others have gotten out of the stock market completely. Still others have moved on to the world of trading. Many kinds of traders ply their skills in the markets. The ones who like to take on the most risk and want to trade as a full-time business look to day trading. They never hold a position in a security overnight. Swing traders hold their positions a bit longer, sometimes for a few days or even a few weeks. But we're not focused.